News, I'm Richard C. Hawtelle. President Reagan held a mini press conference at the White House this morning on some domestic and foreign concerns. He held his ground on his support of Kenneth Edelman as head of the Arms Control and Disarmament Agency. Deborah Potter reports.
The president strongly defended his choice of Edelman, who's been drawing heavy criticism on Capitol Hill.
You bet I'm sticking by Mr. Edelman. I think he is excellently qualified, and I think that the fuss that has been raised about him again is smacks of people smaller than the person they're attacking.
The president also defended his decision to ask for development of a new system to defend against nuclear attack because of the danger of not doing it.
As I say, it's like those two fellows with the loaded guns and cocked and ready.
The president conceded there's no way of knowing how long it would take to develop the new defense or if it ever can be done. But in his words, we have to start. Deborah Potter, CBS News, the White House.
The president told the reporters present that he was going right to his office to sign the presidential directive launching the national effort to find the ultimate anti-nuclear missile weapon. Mr. Reagan thanked Congress for what he called great good sense in passing legislation to bolster the sagging Social Security system and the emergency jobs bill. He signed the jobs bill shortly after it was passed last night. More after this.
Watching television is becoming more complicated. Every week there's local programming, network, cable, and pay TV. All those channels, all those shows, all those choices. To help you watch the best that's on, pick up a copy of The Best TV Guide with the most complete listings, expanding cable coverage, and in-depth articles. Pick up this week's TV Guide. TV Guide helps you decide.
Back in 1897, when J.M. Smucker put his name on that first jar, he probably never dreamed that people would still be buying his jelly. And you know why Smucker's is so popular? Because we never forgot the kind of quality that started our company. Take our grape jelly, for instance. Why, do you know that Smucker's grape jelly is made with 100% Concord grapes? No preservatives, no artificial flavoring or coloring. Makes you feel good to give it to your children. With a name like Smucker's, it has to be good.
The chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisers says the economy is getting better faster than expected. Martin Feldstein has issued an unusual interim forecast which predicts an economic growth rate of 4.7% for 1983. His previous prediction had been 3.1%. Feldstein credited declining oil prices and improving industrial production for today's more optimistic forecast. He added that the unemployment rate may move down from double digits by year's end. A White House official calls it a means of clearing the air at the Environmental Protection Agency. He was referring to the announcement that five more high-ranking EPA officials, including its acting head, John Hernandez, have resigned. It's believed their resignations were requested so that the agency's designated new chief, William Ruckelshaus, would be free to choose his own top aides. Eight students and their driver died this morning in a school bus accident near Newport, Arkansas. The bus was on its way to Little Rock. A Poinsettia County Sheriff's spokesman explains why it never got there.
Apparently, the driver failed to negotiate the curve, and in doing so, the bus flipped over and landed with the nose in the ditch and then continued on and landing on its top.
At least 20 people were injured in that accident. Pope John Paul II has symbolically tapped the massive bronze doors of St. Peter's Basilica with a small hammer and unlocked them with a key, officially starting the celebration of a special holy year of redemption for Roman Catholics around the world. Stocks and other news after this.
Hello, Steve Allen.
And Jane Meadows.
For your nearby Pip Instant Printer. When you want quality instant printing in a hurry, see the professionals who print at PIP. Jane, when I say quality instant printing, what's the first thing you think of?
Why, Pip Instant Printers, of course.
How about dependable, friendly service?
Pip Instant Printers.
And when I say low prices?
Pip Instant Printers.
You see, folks, when you want quality instant printing, all you have to do is pip it.
PIP, where people make the difference. While other rent-a-car companies are giving away golf balls, stuffed bears, and...
You're going to love this perfume, sir.
No, I really don't.
Just try a little on your wrist.
Budget Rent-A-Car will confirm you a Lincoln for only $39.95 a day.
Now that's what I call a sweet offer.
From now through June 30th, Budget will confirm a Lincoln for only $39.95 with advance reservations.
Sure beats a compact car in Cologne.
That's less than Hertz and Avis charge for a compact car at most locations. Details at participating Budget locations. You get more than just a car at Budget.
The Exxon Corporation has been ordered by a federal judge to reimburse the public for nearly $900 million worth of overcharges for crude oil produced from a Texas field. Exxon would deposit the money in a special Treasury Department account for distribution to the governments of all the 50 states. Nicaragua has charged that Honduran government soldiers have joined rightist rebel forces inside the country trying to overthrow Nicaragua's Sandinist government. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average is up 2.32. Volume on the big board, just over 35 million shares. The Dow Jones Industrials, 1148.22. Richard C. Hotelet, CBS News.
News notes and comment. I'm Jeff Greenfield, CBS News. Some thoughts about leave-taking, personal and otherwise, after these words.
The next time you're ready to sit down to a nice family meal, you can't be sure Dad will be home on time.
Honey, but I got stuck behind a cement truck, 25 miles an hour.
More than Freddie Jr. will ever get off the phone.
So did you ask her out? Really?
But you can be sure of one thing. The Golden Star canned ham you serve will be as lean and tender as always, because it's always the very heart of the ham, the tender, choice fillet.
Your ham was great, Mom.
Golden Star canned ham by Armour. One thing you can be sure of.
I'm Doug Poling, CBS News, wrapping up the business day for you on Today in Business weeknights. Latest market reports, financial news important to you in the current economy. And each weekday, Frank Sedapani brings you Business Update, 4 live reports throughout the day, updating financial activity and trends to the minute. Business Update, 4 times daily, Monday through Friday, and Today in Business weeknights on most of these CBS radio network stations. There's something special.
I'll be leaving CBS News after this week, moving, as they say in broadcast land, to another network. And I've been struck by the different rituals of leave-taking that take place in a large organization when somebody leaves. There's the mood tragic, usually expressed by people who've spent all their lives working for one company. They behave as though you were setting out for a new continent, risking almost certain death by falling off the edge of the world. It's almost as though a map had been drawn in their heads, and beyond the company was a hidden terrain on which were the words, "Here there be dragons." Then there are the folks whose names you never quite learn, but whose faces you've seen at the newsstand or the company cafeteria, and who say casually, well, you be sure to stay in touch. Stay in touch? How? But the most troublesome aspect of leave-taking are the folks you've met and come to admire and respect and like, and who you know deep down you will not be seen again because of the vagaries of work and travel. At CBS News, as anywhere else, there are all sorts of people, tape editors, producers, researchers, camera operators, secretaries, who carry with them extraordinary qualities. But you have to get to know them to discover the bonds they have with their families or their love of great writing or their wit or intelligence. These are people I'd like to stay in touch with, but the hard-headed side of me knows this isn't very likely. These friendships are products of luck, chance encounters that led to talk, that led to affection. The hard fact is these friendships are very hard to sustain without regular contact. Ask anyone who's had a summertime friendship that atrophied in the chill of autumn and winter. My wife once said that what adults really need in life is a kind of student union, those wonderful college gathering places where every day you might run into one of dozens of people. But there are no student unions for grown-ups, and that makes leave-taking hard, because it means that too many people you'd like to be part of your future will instead only be pleasant memories of the past. News Notes, I'm Jeff Greenfield, CBS News.
CBS News, I'm David Jackson. White House economic advisors say the economy's getting better faster than expected. And President Reagan uses a mini news conference to crow a bit. The story from Jane Miller.
With his advisors now predicting stronger economic growth this year, almost 5%, as opposed to their own original estimates of just over 3%, the president is saying the verdict is in on his economic policy.
I think we've proven our point. That our system, in spite of all the maligning that took place before it was even underway and having a chance to operate, has proven its success. We are definitely into a recovery.
Based on its revised economic forecast, usually done in the middle of the year instead of at the end of the first quarter, the administration believes there will be enough strength in the economy to push the unemployment rate by year's end to below 10%. Jane Miller, CBS News, the White House.
The president used his news conference to praise Congress for approval of the recession relief jobs bill and the Social Security bailout package. He also reaffirmed support for the embattled nominee to head the Arms Control Agency. Said the president, "You bet he's sticking by Kenneth Edelman." More news in a minute.
When you rent a car, why settle for a toy?
Here's your teddy bear.
And a toy car.
And the keys to your compact.
When Budget will rent you a luxurious Lincoln for less money.
A Lincoln instead of a toy?
Budget has an offer no trinkets can match. Through June 30th, rent a roomy Lincoln for only $39.95 a day with advance reservations at Budget. That's less than Hertz and Avis charge for a compact car at most locations. Details at participating Budget locations. You get more than just a car at Budget.
Toys are for kids. I'll take the Lincoln.
Oh, my head, my stomach.
I told you, skip
Don't
the...
Don't say it.
Chili.
Oh.
I told you we should take the girls to a movie, but
oh.
No. Big Shot wants disco.
I want Tums.
You're holding your head. You need big relief.
Big relief?
Alka-Seltzer. It neutralizes the excess acid your stomach has churned out and speeds relief to your aching head.
This Alka-Seltzer's big relief.
I told you so.
Oh.
Alka-Seltzer, big relief. Read and follow label directions.
The latest purge at EPA has the White House accepting the resignations of five top officials, including acting agency chief John Hernandez and his deputy John Todhunter. President Reagan won't say so, but sources say he requested the resignations to clear the EPA air before a new director takes over. Questions about the health of Soviet Party Chairman Andropov were answered today by the TASS news agency, which says he met with Nicaragua's Sandinist leader Ortega and promised him continued Kremlin support. Sources still say Andropov has been hospitalized recently with heart and kidney troubles. The rebel trouble the Nicaraguan government has been railing over recently appears less serious than some say. In Managua, Charles Gomez fills us in.
The Sandinistas for the last week have been claiming that the United States wants to provoke a war with Honduras to topple the Sandinista regime. They've also blamed the Reagan administration for providing support indirectly to counter-revolutionary forces, many which have slipped into Nicaragua from Honduras and engaged the army here in fierce battles, especially in the northern provinces. But CBS News, in a trip north to the town of Jalapa, just 10 miles from the border, found Sandinista forces firmly in control, and no cities which have been taken over by the counter-revolutionaries. The Pentagon reported earlier this week that several towns had been seized by the exile army and that the major highway through the central province of Matagalpa was controlled by the counter-revolutionaries. The road remains open, and there was no evidence after speaking to many townspeople that a large number of peasants had taken arms and joined the exile army. Charles Gomez, CBS News, Managua.
And just a short time ago, one of Nicaragua's top leaders announced that the claimed three-week invasion by rebels has been crushed. He gives no details why or how the rebel threat ended. Exxon overcharged the public by almost $900 million for crude oil. That's the ruling today from a federal judge in Washington, who ordered Exxon to put the money into escrow with the Treasury. From there, it'll be distributed to the governments of the 50 states. The wife of President Reagan's personal attorney, Roy Miller, was found dead in her California home. Police say it looks like murder. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrial Average down 1.84 at 1144.06. Big board volume almost 47 million. More in a minute.
Is this a good time to pick up bargains in cars, real estate, or the stock market? What's the safest, most profitable business to be in right now? And just how soon will the economy turn around? If you're asking tough questions like these, you'll profit from reading U.S. News and World Report, the magazine that helps you understand what's really going on in the world and how it affects you. With U.S. News, you'll get a clear, sharp overview of national and world affairs, plus down-to-earth advice from the experts on managing your money, cutting your taxes, protecting your health, and much more. And right now, you can profit from a special money-saving trial subscription offer and get 26 weeks of U.S. News for only $11.87. That's 30
25% off the regular rate, close to 70% off the newsstand price. So call now, 800-228-6565. Get 26 weeks of U.S. News at just $11.87, less than 46 cents a copy. 800-228-6565. Toll free, 800-228-6565, except in Nebraska.
The executors of the estate of the late King Umberto II of Italy say the former monarch willed the famed Shroud of Turin to the Vatican. The cloth is said by some to have been the burial shroud of Christ. It remains in the Turin Cathedral. David Jackson, CBS News.